Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
The Thanksgiving special, everyone, and we're here.
Which is coming out after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's a Sunday of Thanksgiving.
We're getting heated about the coffee shop.
Yeah, which is a gay bar. And not
it's a gay bar called the coffee shop that Ian likes to go to.
Yeah. Yes.
For I constantly get my stamp card.
It's where it's your fucking call, but on your behalf, it's like it's infuriating
no,
that you were not.
It is, no, okay. But there is a gay bar that whenever your beard asks you where you're going, you say, oh, I'm going to the coffee shop.
That's
it's
a
actually,
good business model.
It's a leather daddy bar. Yeah.
And the front, nuh-uh. In the front, it's just a functioning
no,
coffee
Ian,
shop.
No, Ian, we're making up a place for you to go.
Ian's oh. so excited.
No, to find
a new
location.
Way to be gay.
I was
trying to reinvent myself.
There was a strip club in Vegas when I was growing up called The Library, and that was their joke. Uh-huh. Is that like, honey, where are you going? The library. But like, who, in the middle of the night.
Is going to the library at 9 p.m.
Yeah, yeah, in the middle of the night, you're going to the library, and your dumbass wife.
That is to like...
Have to lie to your wife?
Well, to go to a strip club.
Yeah. All of it is
I got to go to my wife. Leave my, like, a strip club is for women.
What?
It's for women that are like, yeah, women have beautiful bodies. That's who goes there.
Now. What are you talking about?
No, that's not true.
25 years ago, you may have been correct on this. But with, like, the ubiquity of pornography, you can watch somebody masturbate on camera in your home.
Sure.
There's no reason to go to a fucking strip
club. It's for old school dirtbags.
Well, then why am I going to pay a chick $200 to sniff her ass?
Because
once, years ago.
Anyway, what we're thankful for is the return of Ian to the podcast.
We're thankful
everyone.
For Ian.
I'm
Ian's
thankful
back.
For you. You guys mentioned
who lifted
when
his own band that he placed on himself.
Yeah. Well, you guys talked about my European tour.
We plugged it.
And a bunch of people came out, and it was
see
really
that?
Nice. I really want to thank
you.
We're
your friend, and we support you.
And thank you, everyone.
I think what
for
we said
out.
Was a bunch of European people were like, oh, what is there is a gay clown that is coming to do a show.
Honk, honk.
Oh, my God. Ian brought his own slide whistle.
Unreal. Unbelievable.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Unreal.
Do it again.
I mean, I don't even know how to process
do
that.
It again,
I can't
Ian.
Even laugh. Yeah.
This is crazy. The best.
Ian. Unbelievable.
In anticipation that he'd call you a gay clown, too.
It was just so fitting.
He knew.
The timing was so spot on.
I was crying.
I am. That's the best thing that's ever happened.
All right. Goodbye.
I leave. Ian's got to get to Sirius XM.
Yeah, that's where I found the slide whistle.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you doing Nikki's show?
No, we're off this week.
Oh.
For
will you fuck my pussy?
But,
he wants to fuck my pussy.
Live on
that's
air.
What it's called, right?
You
are you still awake enough to fuck my pussy?
We should start. We should get into morning shows.
Yeah.
Man.
Dude, honestly, I would love to have a morning
Let's
show.
Let's pivot, dude.
Me too. It'd be so great.
Hear about this? There's a guy we just got that just the sound of papers ruffling. There's a guy in Florida that tried to start his own zoo in the backyard. Didn't have the permits for the monkeys, so he got a black person. one of the local fellas down there.
I hope that's picking up.
Aluga! It picked up the first two times, but not the third.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I'll let you know if it picks up, Ian.
Okay, you point to me and I'll slide the whistle. It'll be a system.
Slide the whistle.
Slide the whistle.
Do, 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 do.
Yep.
Can you believe what Florida's up to?
No, Nick. Crazy,
tell
Nick.
Tell us.
Crazy.
What
crazy
happened
Nick?
In Florida, Nick?
I have cancer. I have cancer. Hey, folks, if you're just joining us, traffic's pretty bad on 495 today, leaving Secaucus. Clears up after that, and I have cancer.
I'm fighting cancer.
I'm
my
fighting
wife
cancer.
Doesn't love me anymore.
My skin's melting off of me like a snowman.
I make $300,000 a year as a radio man, and I have cancer.
And I have cancer. I lost all my goodwill with my family cheating on my wife.
Cancer's hilarious.
What? In what sense?
Yeah, it was very funny.
I mean, everybody was saying fuck cancer forever, but I think, you know, in some time we're going to look back and we're going to be like, actually, cancer was pretty cool.
I don't see that turn around.
That's why I smoked so many cigarettes.
Oh, because
so
you're
I
ready?
Could finally get to cool.
Cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to have heart disease.
Well, yeah.
You got to
eat
a lot
of
steaks.
You can get that from cigs.
Mm-hmm. You can get heart disease? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. That's why.
Well,
I
now I'm like
about Paul Blart
in the middle
disease.
Of the night.
Ooh,
Paul Blart disease?
How about mm-hmm. that?
What's that?
Like heart disease?
It's where you have to be a mall cop.
Where you just have to spend all your time at the mall.
Paul Blart, cool. Children's doctor. And it's like Patch Adams, but it's Paul Blart.
Okay.
And he's like, you can't die. He's just riding around on a fucking Segway. He's like, what are you guys doing in here, dying?
Come on. This is going to go on my record if you die. I haven't seen Paul Blart, though, to be fair.
I haven't seen it either.
Nobody saw it.
Yeah.
I didn't see
that was a big movie in Delaware.
Yeah.
It's filmed in Delaware. Takes place there.
Really? It's funny. Yeah. Balls of Fury.
That movie sucks dick.
No, it doesn't.
The ping pong movie?
The ping pong movie. Yeah.
That shit is John Hader.
Fucking lame, dude.
Dude, that movie is fucking horrendous.
Put it on right now. Let's live Mystery Science Theater
watch
it.
That you brought that movie up. It's horrible.
No, it's not.
I got free passes to it. I went on a date.
I think Ian watched a different Balls of Fury.
Yeah. Is that?
Do you want the slide whistle?
Wait, what were you telling us? Ian, what were you telling us about this type of porn that you
Oh, right. You asked us a question.
Porn?
Yeah, that's gay
it's
pornography.
It's called like poppers trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you when to.
Is that like a JOI video?
JOI? What's
Jerk
that?
Jerk off. Instruction video.
Oh, I don't know that, but they have different ones. Before. They have
I'll take one of those every once in a while.
It's like going to a yoga class.
Yeah, exactly. I need it guided. I need someone firm but ultimately submissive.
What
and,
do they
and
do?
Wanting my cum, you know.
They tell you how to jerk off.
Yes, they tell you to jerk off. They say they want your cum, all this kind of stuff.
And then they're like, stop, and they make you like edge or what?
Yeah, some of the more advanced ones. See, I personally don't like to edge. I like to just be treated like a little prince whose cum is
a delicacy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can I be the jester, taste it to make sure it's not poison?
What am I? And then you snowball into the woman that I'm fucking's mouth. I'm
the
like,
cum is good, sire.
Disgusting.
Thank you, Ian. 2 servings of mutton for Ian.
A big life goal of mine is to pass every single try not to cum challenge on Pornhub.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. How are you doing so far?
I'm 0 for 1,000.
I haven't
believed in you.
I am always calming.
What is
when I'm in the gym, I'm calming.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Arnold.
So anyway, poppers seems like a more advanced
gay version
of jerk-off in instruction
videos.
Well,
they have like these different poppers trainers where it's like inhale, hold, 3, 2, 1, breathe. And then like, have you ever done poppers?
I have.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know how it like makes you like
I remember
real
for your
horny,
birthday
you know,
we were doing popper stuff.
Were we? For my birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I was on acid.
You were on acid.
I was on acid, just fucked
you
up
did
doing
poppers. On acid?
Oh, yeah.
I used to do coke and computer duster.
Hell yeah, dude. Delaware. The Delaware speedball.
The Delaware special. The hippie crack in a basement. Having to tell my mom we were wrestling. That's why there was a hole in the wall because my friend's head went through it.
Yeah,
oh, we're just adults wrestling, Mom. Yeah. We weren't on drugs.
We weren't having gay sex.
Yeah,
we
what's the scariest place you've ever been doing drugs? What's the place that you've like opened your eyes actually like and had a sober moment and been like, how did I end up here?
And that like Arabian prince's boat at the end of Taken.
Dressed up as a jester tasting some fat guy's cum.
Why I woke up in like some Australian man's Lower East Side like mansion apartment with like plants and waterfalls and everything.
What?
Yeah, and I like woke up naked. I was like,
just the gay version of Jeffrey Epstein.
Get here.
Just some Australian guy.
Yeah. I was like, how did I get here? He's like, well, last night the pizza shop, you dared me that I couldn't fuck you in the ass, so I took you home. And I was like, did you? He's like, no, you came home, you puked, got naked, and fell asleep in my bed. I was like, well, time for me to leave.
You didn't even give this
well,
guy some boy
you got
pussy,
out
dude?
Of some sex.
No, I just needed a place to stay.
So you were ready to fuck for shelter?
Ready to fuck for pizza.
For pizza or shelter, yeah.
But yeah, I just like woke up and left. I was like, what the
dude,
fuck?
Dude, why did you leave? He had a mansion in the Lower East Side.
Know,
that could have been your husband.
Yeah, you should have married this motherfucker, dude.
Well, then that's one time I came out of a blackout and I was at this dude's place. I met him at the Cock. You ever go to the Cock?
I have not.
They just gave up with that one.
Yeah. The gaped asshole.
Yeah. AIDS. fucking, and the dude was like giving me coke, and I was telling him that I could like read a script and get it put on TV.
Yeah, of course.
And it was called Lower East Side Ballers. I wish I could find it. My email was the worst thing I've ever read.
That sounds awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Like athletes?
And then he asked for $50 or Coke, and I gave him a $5 and thought I was like slick, and he chased me down the street and was like, oh, sorry, I messed up. Gotta go home for Thanksgiving.
And you just didn't give him the $45?
No, I did.
You did.
I felt bad.
Yeah.
I always felt bad about ripping people off.
Did you have sex with him?
No. He's like gross.
He was gross.
Yeah.
But you have the thing in his email?
I think. Let me see if I can find it. It was called like Lower East Side Ballers. It was so bad. It was like the court comes alive when the Lower East Side Ballers are balling out.
Oh, so it was literally about like street ball on the Lower East Side?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and this guy's name was like Chelsea.
That's tragic.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
Anyway, finish talking about poppers porn. So what happens now? Do you jack off to it or what do you
they
do?
Train
is
you
it a
how
woman
to do
or is it a man?
No, it's pretty like, easy to learn how to do poppers. You just smell it.
It's like the experience of like they tell you when to breathe, when to hold it in, when to like let go.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of it's like normal, but then they have one that's like sissy popper trainer.
Mm.
And it's like breathe in. It's like You're a homo for Satan. It's just like so insulting. It's like grab your stupid dumb cock, you fucking gay retard. I swear to God, it's the fucking craziest thing in the world. I wish I could find it. It's so fucking weird.
You're like, I wish I could find it. You just, it's on your phone right now.
Dude, I just like
just
stumbled
Safari,
into it. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, I'm sure you just did a stumble. You stumbled into
it.
It
was a stumble.
I can't wait to stumble into some places, some government offices.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying?
With a little AK.
So, whoops, I just stumbled in here by accident.
Whoopsie.
Yeah.
I'm just in here by accident.
Just do a little Mr. Magoo action with the bump stock.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nick is threatening to shoot
on
up a government building.
Government
right now. If you missed that, Ian.
Yeah, I did miss it. I was looking for
I'm just
my
in
gay
like
retard board.
You know, Con Ed switchyard. There's nobody there.
Yeah. It's an empty building just filled with servers.
I just get killed by plumbing equipment.
Yeah.
It's a steam accident. Yeah, he started shooting and a bunch of steam killed him.
Dude, that would be horrible.
That's steam? A classic action movie thing where you
shoot
like
a pipe.
A pipe.
Ah!
Yeah.
You get
classic move.
That shit
you get
rocks.
Steamed to death.
I do fuck with that.
You ever do a Cleveland steamer, Ian?
No. Oh, here it is. Ready?
Okay.
Your penis controls you.
I mean, yeah, this is gay pornography.
Gay porn controls you.
Ian is just showing us a video of a man
Satan
fucking a man.
Satan controls you.
I think you should put the...
Mindless. Sound.
I think you should put the music on. That's adding to the gay pornography.
It's just cruising USA music.
Ready? Yeah. It says jerk your weenie like a retard.
Cruising the world.
Jerk your weenie like a retard is pretty good.
Right? How fucking funny is that? There's some guy somewhere that's like, this is good.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Woo, that was fun. Anyway, about murdering people, Nick?
I didn't say anything about murdering people.
No.
I'm not trying to catch a charge.
He's not trying to catch a case.
No, I'm trying to catch a case. I'm just saying I'm going to go shoot up a government building. I didn't say anything about murder.
Nah,
see, they can't get you if you're just threatening to commit felony one, vandalism, trespassing. It's only if you say you're going to do violence.
Felony one is also what they call it if Adam ever raped someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because
his one-year-old.
His penis is 1 inch. It could be a one-year-old. You know, whatever. There's a lot of different,
okay.
A lot of different
okay.
ways to
okay.
do that one.
Well done.
Thank you, man. There's a lot to play around with.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
Felony, it's like Nirvana for the fellas.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the druids talked of felony, which mm-hmm. is like a
the
velvet,
goddess.
Velvet clubhouse.
Oh.
The velvet lounge.
Felony is like a... when you said the druids, I thought it was like felony is like an ancient goddess.
I'm thinking
goddess.
Like Valhalla, but
yes.
It's felony.
Mm-hmm.
F-E-L-L-A-N-E-I-G-H.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's for the fellas.
Was well, the that's goddess right. of committing sex. Mm-hmm. Of
it would be
sex
great if, like,
with a man, but
if,
in an enclosed
like gay Al Qaeda.
Like older black dudes had their own Norse mythology, and it was just like,
yeah, it's black Israelites.
Yeah, but they don't have mythology. That's still just the Old Testament.
Uh-huh. Mm. So what would their Norse mythology be?
It would be like, you know, I mean, I guess like the Egyptian gods, but cooler stuff. But like,
they kind of do that, though. They like all redraw kings. All the Egyptian gods as like just jacked modern black guys.
Yeah, they're Kangs. Yeah.
Kangs, yes.
And Quans.
Mm-hmm. Quans and Kangs. What if there was like a gay Al-Qaeda and when you die, you go to a Bryan Singer pool party?
That would be cool.
That would be pretty cool. You could be signing up a whole other group of... That fellows to join the terrorist
Adam,
group.
Do you want the slide whistle?
No, you can keep that dog.
You gonna try that one again on Adam? You said that before.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I'm drunk.
It's all right, man. Ian's so what's everybody drunk. Doing for fucking Thanksgiving, huh, boys?
I'm going to see my family.
Nice. Vegas style?
Vegas style, baby.
What's on the menu, dude?
What's on the menu? Try not to get killed by in a mass shooting, you know? Is that still fresh in my mind?
Nick, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Didn't you say you were going to Las Vegas?
I said I was going to the
Mandalay Bay
to
a country concert.
A little place called Las Vegas.
Little town in
wink,
the west.
Wink. If you catch my drift.
Oh yeah.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll just go upstate and find like a bed and breakfast or something.
Okay.
That's fine. I guess, yeah, you saw your family last weekend.
I saw my dad. I don't know. It'd be nice to go out in the woods.
And we're back.
Ian kicked out the power cord.
Nine. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Oh, you're
yes,
so excited to tattle on someone else for once.
I've never once tattled.
It's finally not your fault.
I've never once tattled.
My bad.
You should get a yurt.
You just tattled.
That wasn't a tattle.
It wasn't. That's not the way you negate what I say.
It was a snitch.
If you wanted to argue with me, you'd say, I've never fucked up.
I've literally been waterboarded and still not tattled.
But you just tattled on
Ian. It wasn't a tattle.
You tattled on Ian, and I said, Adam's so excited to tattle that someone else fucked up the recorder. And you're supposed to say, I've never fucked up the recording.
No.
You don't deny the thing that you literally just did that prompted.
It wasn't a tattle. I was just trying to bring everyone in to kind of give them a three-dimensional view of what's going on in the room.
Mm.
I'm now giving it it's kind of a listener experience kind of thing.
I like how people say like he's playing 3D chess and it's like, you know how fucking gay you have to be to play 3D chess? I guarantee you no one who's good at 3D chess is good at actual chess.
Yeah, that's true.
It's some fake shit from Star Wars.
Right.
And be like, wow, that guy's really good with languages. And you're like, what does he speak? He's like, I don't know, English, Klingon.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And it's like, oh, it sounds like he's a loser.
Is that a real game, 3D chess?
It's from Star Trek.
Oh, damn, that does suck.
Yeah.
Star Wars has chess. It's regular, but... They have like little guys go.
I was thinking about like Chinese finger traps and Chinese checkers and how Chinese people have no idea. You know, they have no idea that they
so true.
There's all this stuff that they were you taking selfies?
Yeah, he is.
A girl asked me to send her a picture of what I'm doing right now.
What? Well, you're on the fucking clock, bitch.
That sounds important.
What
take
girl?
His phone, dude.
Your phone has been taken.
Now me and Stav are talking to the girl.
Yeah.
She's our girlfriend. Yeah.
What's up? Watch,
yeah, let's FaceTime her right away.
Yeah, who's this girl, Agnes? Adam?
Which girl? That's the question.
Whoa!
Mr. Gets Pussy.
Oh, I read that as
spreading that little dick
witch.
Around town.
Huh?
She's a witch.
Like, yeah,
she's
W-I-T-H.
I met her at the intersexual witch
Wait,
shop.
Wait, hold on.
That
W-I-T-H? W-I-T-C-H.
Yeah, there you go.
Hell yeah. Just before any of you fucking pieces of shit
think you're going to get one over.
Think you're going to come at me with some spelling stuff. Yeah. Nice try.
I walked past what was it called? Intersectional Feminist Witch Shop the other day. And I walked in and they had a chillum. Shaped like a pussy.
Now that's some shit I'm interested in.
Which honestly,
so the weed goes into the pussy hole.
There's like a little hole. Yeah, the weed goes in the pussy hole, and then there's like a little hole at the bottom. Honestly, I'd love to blaze out of that.
Is the hole at the bottom a pussy hole as well? So
the
butthole.
Do you smoke through the urethra?
I don't think it's an anatomical hole. I think they just add a hole to smoke the weed out of. But
interesting.
But it was.
But what I'm saying is, the pussy is more decorative than functional. So on the outside, so someone looking at you sees a pussy, but your mouth goes on to just a regular, just ceramic that's not decorated to look like a pussy.
It's just the bottom of the pussy lips, yeah, is where your mouth goes.
Mm. The vulva.
The vulva. But honestly, now that I think about it, it would be incredibly lame for me to exclusively place that in my
place. Nah, dude, that'd be awesome. Sick. You're just like hanging out.
Yeah.
You got to get a suit with a bunch of buttons on it.
Yeah.
You want to smoke this pussy?
I would love to.
So you met a chick at an intersectional witch.
No, he was joking. No, I was a joke.
Oh. Well. Yeah, I don't. Sorry, I'm just trying to have a serious conversation with my friends.
You're trying to have a serious conversation.
We don't have
a serious conversation.
S-I-R-I-U-S.
Let me ask you something. Who controls 98% of the world's wealth, but they're only 2% of the population?
Serious XM.
No, you want to have a serious conversation?
All right, let's get into some issues. The real issues.
I don't even think it's 2% of the world. I think it's 2% of America.
Yeah. Probably so. It's even less.
It's probably less.
So is this girl a witch?
No.
Just no, I've never fucked a witch.
Yeah, you probably
I hung out with a girl the other night that went to witch school.
Mm.
Jesus Christ.
Right?
Hell yeah.
Hogwarts?
I was so into it.
Did you fuck?
Tell me more. No.
No.
You're just trying to. What's witch school?
Where they teach you about cauldrons.
God damn it. I got to get into higher education. There is so much money to be made.
I don't think
scam.
I don't.
Education.
My guess is that's not an accredited university.
I know, yeah. But fucking charge $20,000 a year, and you're like the art of persuasion. Like if you're here, well, guess you already gave me $20,000, so mm-hmm. Obviously I'm pretty good at this.
I'm good at persuasion.
What you got to do is you got to come up with a college. And then these kids, they all pay, and I make them sign a document that says whatever idea for a scam college they come up with. Persuasion University owns.
Isn't this just a plot to the Justin Long movie?
We build out the
No.
I remember build that out movie.
Yeah.
What movie?
Accepted.
Yeah, yeah. It was like shit.
Jonah
University.
Hill's in it.
You mean Dodgeball?
Jonah Hill's in it.
No movie's good.
Long's also in that.
I haven't seen Benchwarmers either, but I'm gonna guess silly. It's not that good.
It's good. Nick Swardson's great in it.
Nick Swardson's funny, but
and David Spade.
Schneider.
I love that gay character.
Pretty hit or miss.
Does. Who?
David Spade.
Nick Swardson.
Terry?
Reno 911.
On pretty much all of them, right?
Terry.
No, he's not gay in Grandma's Boy.
He's not in gay Grandma's Boy. Yeah. Now that's a good movie.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
I love that movie.
That movie fucking rules.
Dude, after that movie for like 6 months, me and my friend Andrew, we would just be like, actually, you're a faggot. you're a faggot.
Now that is some good shit. Jonah Hill's character was just sucking on titties.
Yeah. That was now, a movie. That was a
that's
movie.
Who I wanted
that's
to be.
That's a movie for the boys.
For the fellas, dude.
That's up there in Felony.
And the girls. Yeah. That's playing
24/7. It's
sitting around watching Grandma's Boy.
Getting head watching Grandma's Boy playing fucking.
You're a faggot.
Smoking out
Grandma's vase.
Smoking a pussy chill.
You know what's a hilarious line in the original Hangover when he comes to pick him up at the house and he like honks?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Like, paging Dr.
Faggot.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, how can we forget?
Funny. Yeah, I know.
So funny, dude.
They nailed that one.
They got it. Now people are like, yeah, they say you can't do comedy without being mean, then explain this.
Yeah.
And then it's like somebody like dancing.
A teen dancing and typing a pun.
Yeah.
That, why do people do, they know it's embarrassing to do
what?
That. They don't actually believe that.
There's one
no, the problem
that,
is,
like,
is they let boring people like come in and decide what's good, which has happened with everything.
And then they
but
bring
comedy,
all
nobody used to
friends.
Give a shit about comedy, right. So it was able to just be funny.
Right. Now,
and then some shit happened over here and this and that, and now everything sucks. So there you go.
I miss that girl, the Erasers for Your Heart girl.
Lauren Lavoie.
I actually fucked her.
Yeah, I fucked
who
her
is this?
Too. Now that I think about it.
There was some girl,
I did fuck her.
There was some girl with a Vine account who had
there's a girl on
Vine
that was
account.
Like real popular with teens, and you got the impression that she was like 17, but she was like 26 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
And I guess now she does.
And clearly
live
all of
her
all of her vines were like just this like twee inspirational bullshit that just like, but she would do it in a way that was just so embarrassing that if she
it
had
really,
been doing
really
it as
was.
A joke, it would be like fucking
one
hilarious.
Of the funniest things ever.
She has one.
At
she
first,
has,
I thought she was just really funny.
She has like an eraser, like a pencil eraser. Uh-huh. And she's like, you know, the reason erasers don't work on your heart is because who you are and who you were born to love, She throws it up in the air and cashes it and goes, isn't a mistake.
I love that so much.
Dude, yeah. That I know that is funny, Ian, but that's also something you would watch and be like, that's so true.
Ian crying at Home Alone. Yeah. Closing out of the popper instructional. He's like, it isn't a mistake.
I don't have to jerk my weenie like a retard. Just because I jerk my weenie like a retard doesn't mean I am a retard.
No. You do that on every show you're on now, right? You travel with it?
No. You're literally doing prop comedy. Now.
I brought it here because I wanted to have fun in Felony.
Okay, all right.
You're like, I got to get to serious. And then you just dress up like a clown. Mickey's seeing how many free sex toys can fit in your ass. Promotional sex toys sent to serious. You're like, yeah, I'm a professional comedian. I got a job on the radio.
I'm waddling everywhere.
That's a good job, man. Comes with benefits, you know.
I would like to be a carousel.
You get health insurance
operator.
From Nicky?
No, he doesn't.
No.
Let me answer that right away.
No, they pay you. He probably gets paid $25 a show.
I pay to be there.
Yeah. He gets half off at the Sirius XM lunch cafeteria.
The truth about
the Sirius cafeteria.
Is, like, unless you have a big contract that pays dog shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, they don't pay.
They really
too,
fuck people.
Too well, but it's all right. Yeah. It's good.
No, if they do a trial run, they pay you like $200 a show,
which is insane.
Didn't they try to pitch that to us? Really?
No. It's like
it was Bastard Radio.
Years ago. That was like Lewis.
Bastard Radio.
Which, like, honestly, I don't know why me and Tim didn't just like let. I mean, Lewis is good at business and selling stuff, but only directly to his fans.
Right.
I feel, mm-hmm. You know, or like, I mean, that festival is like great. I mean, I couldn't do that. You know.
When is it?
But too much work.
Are you going to...
But Bastard Radio, one of the greatest missteps of...
Bastard Radio.
Bastard Radio. That would have
been
so good.
The worst name.
Is that what he called it?
Yeah, it was supposed to be me, him, and Tim, and we put together like a... I don't know if there was actual clips of a promo, because like we would do like Real Ass Dude or Real Ass Podcast or whatever.
Those were great.
Yeah, it was always fun. And so we were like, we should... Because I would still love to have a morning show that's just me, Tim, and... Who's the other guy?
Lewis J. Gomez.
Where am I? Anyways, back to trashing Sirius. If
I get a show, you could come on it.
Wow, thanks.
We need a weather guy.
What is it going to be, you and Andrew?
Yeah, if you get a contract, you make a decent amount of money. Like, you can probably make $100,000 a year off like a morning show or whatever.
Yeah, but also, if you get your stand-up tracks played, you can make money on residuals real well.
Your stand-up, sure, but
yeah,
that's different from being on the radio.
Right. But being on the radio, it pays
to promotional
like well enough, but it's not
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but here's all I want. I want to have to wake up at 5 a.m. and go to Midtown Manhattan in a limousine. Mm-hmm. And then I get out, chain mail, fucking Raiden hat, Katana, AK-47.
The morning bastard,
the
Nick
bastards. The faggot bastards.
That's so insane that that's what he called it. Yeah. Bastard Radio.
Yeah, I was thinking about calling it the faggot bastards.
That's some better.
That's a way better name.
Bastard Radio.
Bastard.
Did they just laugh you out of the room?
I don't know. He sent me and Tim the proposal that he sent to Sirius, and it was like, okay, well,
we're not getting this.
We're not.
It's like handwritten, barely legible.
Yeah, it sucks that like we would even have to name
misspelled.
It. You know, because it's like fucking Tim Lewis and Tim and Lewis. Call it that. You don't even have to put my name on it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
it's like the best radio show, the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking Opie and Anthony. Yeah. You don't need anything. I mean, maybe a cool nickname.
Yeah.
Opie and Anthony wouldn't have been successful if it was Greg and Anthony.
That is true.
That's true.
That's
so you should change your name to Fucky.
I should change my name
Fucky Tim and Lewis
to Yojimbo.
Yojimbo?
Beardo. Beardo in the morning.
Okay. Yojimbo.
What's Yojimbo? I'm guessing it's racist.
Beard oil.
It's racist. Okay.
Lewis and Tim with beard oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Ian.
That's a nice idea, Ian.
Yeah, good job, dude.
So when are you and Andrew calling it?
Chain mail in the morning.
Keep going. No, he's going to shoot through this.
Definitely qualifies you to make fun of Bastard Radio.
Yeah,
Apple Watch Mullen and the gang.
What would you call your radio show,
I
Ian?
Love my Apple Watch, dude. I'm glad I got one again. Yeah. I got rid of it.
Why?
You got the newer one?
It sucked. And I gave it, well, you know what it was? I was using it a lot when I was exercising, and then I stopped exercising, and then it kept being like, your heart is exploding.
Yeah.
Are you still riding your bike?
No.
Mm.
No, no chance.
Mm. Yeah, we had a nice little 6 months of riding bikes, but
yeah, that
I think that's over.
That ended. Now my thing is soliciting opiates from the audience as exercise.
Yeah, well, watch it.
Are you doing
sorry.
I'm minding my own business. That's what I'm doing.
Nicholas.
I don't know what you're fucking
Nick,
doing.
I'm really liking this new haircut of yours.
Mine?
Yeah, you really are looking handsome.
Yeah, you're looking good.
This is probably the last chance I have at having a haircut before I start going bald.
No, stop it.
You thought you were getting bald 7 years ago.
I will not.
In front of our friend Stavros for you to talk this way.
This is like someone with a mild sunburn going to somebody who has a fucking fourth degree, their skin is melted off their face in a house fire.
I'd be like, bro, I feel you.
Dude, I was down in Rehoboth Beach.
I would absolutely
do
that. They're like, do you have to make everything about yourself? I'm like, yeah, because usually there's a punchline at the end. It's called being a comedian, you fucking asshole. I'm here to entertain you. You think I give a shit about the troops? The USO pays me to feel good about myself and pretend that I could have done this war. It is not to make sure you have a good time.
It will be funny.
The USO's like, I'm sorry, that you have it wrong, actually.
You
are hired to make sure they have a good time. I was like, I was under the impression that I was here so that I can see that these people have to know whose right they're defending. Because the troops are so upset because they're over there and they're like, we're fighting for freedom of speech. But like we want to see somebody that's good at freedom of speech.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I come on stage. I'm like, why don't we use black people's hair as?
But that's First Amendment protected.
Why can't I touch it? Mm-hmm. Like either I can say the word or I can touch
the hair.
And they're like, this is
pick
what my
one,
this
brother.
Is what my brother died for.
Just a moron, a high school dropout being racist and being paid handsomely for it.
Yeah, dude, that's the point of the USO. That's what the troops need.
Mm-hmm. They should let us do the USO. Organize the USO tour.
Oh, you want us to? We should be in like the administrative.
We could book bands.
Yes.
You know, we could book hot chicks.
Oh yeah.
Do us, Cumtown.
When they had hot ladies go to the war. In like the fucking the World War II,
the nasty 50s.
Did they all get to fuck the lady, or did they get to see her pussy or something?
What?
No, I think Bob Hope probably did.
Do you think Bob Hope got to
Bob
fuck those
Hope
girls?
Bob Hope definitely dipped it in all
Bob
those
Hope
chicks.
Pulled some trim.
You think so?
Oh,
he definitely hit a golf ball
into
like
her
that was
pussy?
Teed up, you know, in her
this
pussy.
This cat is so cute.
Yeah, what's the name Heather that you
Heather.
Gave her?
Your cat's name
Nick's
is
cat
Heather.
Is now named Heather.
That's so funny that you named your cat.
I mean, that's not the cat's name.
You
that's what Ian's saying.
No,
it's
Heather.
The cat's name is
it's
Heather.
Heather.
Cat's name is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Nick's refused to name the cat for months.
Woo.
Oh, I love Heather.
Uh-huh.
Heather's a perfect name.
She's named after Heather Locklear.
Hi, Heather. Hi, baby.
Is that the hottest Heather?
She was a 90s hot
refuse
chick.
To name it. The cat responds to like whistles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like.
Cats
like,
don't
Heather,
know their name.
So
Heather.
Then you just call the cat whatever it's doing, you know, screamy or bitey. Yeah.
Well, if it responds to whistles, there's no more apt man to name her.
She's biting and she screams.
Than Ian. Slide whistle.
What are you doing, bite?
Screamy.
What are you doing, bite? She screams a lot.
Heather.
There's a lot of screaming in
come
the
come here, Heather. Oh, Heather. Hi, baby.
She hates it. She hates you. She can smell the cum all over your hands.
Why is it my dripping? Yeah.
She'd be lapping it up for sustenance, dude.
Look at her. Heather loves this.
That is true. Mm-hmm. I agree with Ian. Heather does love this.
Yeah.
She's got her pussy just up in the air, dude.
Yeah.
She wants Ian to finger bomb her.
There you go.
You like Ian, have you ever fingered an animal?
Let me see. You go. Here you go, Chevy.
I put my thumb in
what's up, Chevy?
Never
oh
disappoints.
Oh, my God. Nicholas!
What?
That's
he grabbed Nick for the listeners at home. Grabbed the cat by the scruff of its neck
and yeah, carried it.
Well, you no, that's how their mothers carry them.
Yeah, it makes them. That,
it doesn't they, hurt them.
Do you
it
ever rub your beard like on the cat's whiskers?
You shouldn't do it with a cat that's. If it's a bigger cat, you shouldn't do it.
Right,
but she's small.
Now
so it's okay.
Do you ever rub your beard on its whiskers?
No,
like nose wiggles and kisses.
No,
that's what I do with my cat.
No, I like petting the cat. I like getting it to riled up. You know.
Oh, hi,
you
sweetie.
Get it pissed off.
Well, they like that, you know, I think.
Heather loves it. Look at her.
Yeah, she's actually having a
You get her riled
time.
Up. She starts biting a bit. She gets overstimulated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you look at them, you're like, what's your problem?
Stop.
And you feel powerful.
And then they don't, stop it.
And they don't understand. They're like, I guess it is my fault.
Oh, my God. Look at what a lovey.
That is how Nick will raise the children he has someday.
Dude, I was thinking about it. I would be a terrible father. Because it's like, I think, you know, you think about it. Like, we were talking about this. You like, the disappointment you feel directed at your own father.
Oh, my God.
Who's an adult.
Exactly.
You know? And it's like, if a four-year-old is like, I shit myself, I'm like, come on, dude.
Dude, chill.
Clean it up.
Just chill out.
You're being a fucking asshole.
You would just name your kid anything he's doing.
At the AutoZone.
Come on, Screamy.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, Shitty.
Come on, I forgot to vaccinate you, E.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you gotten your shots?
If I had a kid, I'd have to start drinking again for their own sake. No, I mean it.
You'd be a better father as an active alcoholic.
I honestly would.
Yeah.
I'm a better friend when I'm drunk. I'm just a shittier driver.
Yeah, that's true.
It is true. Yeah.
It's
I don't think that's
trade-off.
True. Don't drink, Nick.
No, it is true. That's why it became a problem, is because I'm better when I'm drunk.
Hell yeah.
You were too charming, so you had to quit drinking?
Literally,
he was
yes.
So sick of stand up.
Shut
yeah,
up.
I was better at comedy. I was a nicer guy.
Really?
Yeah, so complimentary.
That's because you're dry. That's because the drink is a symptom of the disease.
All right,
have.
Enough with your politics.
So if you're not working on yourself,
he's not wrong. But it's like I'm not going to work on myself. Right. I'm just going to I'm just going to sit here
you're
thinking.
Well, you're
about
dry
it.
Drunk. Then why else get sober than to live a better life?
Oh,
well, here's the trade-off.
Oh, you can be a dry drunk? Is that mm-hmm. what they teach you in the fucking program? Or
yeah, yeah, the idea is that you drank because you have some kind of like problem. It's like you hate yourself mm-hmm. or whatever.
Right, mm-hmm. Which, and yes, then, clearly.
Which you do.
Sure, but it's like alcohol, here's what they'd lie to you about. They're like, yes. Alcohol isn't the solution. It's like, yes, it is. It literally is.
It's a short-term solution.
The problem is that the solution has side effects like any medication would.
Right.
That being,
yes.
You go to jail.
Yes.
You know, like
you wake
you
up
commit,
bleeding.
You commit
car.
Statutory rape.
Yeah, you commit.
You wake up in an Australian man's bed.
Yeah, right. Those are just side effects.
Who lied to you and said he didn't rape you?
Cancer, if you have cancer,
I just wake up
and be
like,
well,
I had
chemotherapy.
An allergic reaction.
Hold on. We're
chemotherapy isn't the solution because, like, you know, this guy's throwing up or whatever, his fucking hair's falling out. The same thing with, you know, alcohol. So when you just stop drinking and you don't, like, mm-hmm. the only reason I haven't started again is because, like, my life just got, like, exponentially better from like a financial standpoint. Like,
right.
So
right.
Almost the second I stopped drinking, like I mean, true. I quit drinking and like a month later, I put the money together to move to New York. Yeah, I got like I made a bunch of money writing. I was like able to move to New York. Then that kept getting better, and like there was only maybe 2 months the entire time I've been in New York where it was like I don't know what's gonna happen.
So do you have any gratitude for that?
No.
That's your problem. That's why you're dry and miserable, because you have no gratitude in your life.
Yes, that is
true.
Because
you have so many gifts and wonderful things that you should be grateful for.
But with drinking, you don't need the gratitude. You can just be drunk, and then it benefits everyone around you, which is honestly kind of, it makes you a better person.
But that's alcoholic thinking. That's the thing inside you that wants to destroy you.
Ian is 100% right.
Of course, yeah. Nick should go to therapy. We tell him all the time. There's 100 things he should do that would help him, but listen. You know.
Or just even working on yourself and taking all the gifts that you have and giving it
away
to someone else.
The only reason to stay sober is to get sober enough to make a better argument than that, you know, so you can focus mm-hmm. and sit down and convince.
And post better.
And convince the people that you are supposed to be drinking.
But I'm pointing holes in everything that you're saying.
No, you're not.
And Ian is stupid.
There's no holes in it.
There's so many holes.
If something
Nick,
you do,
being a little bit of Swiss cheese right now.
If something you do is beneficial to all the mm-hmm. people around you, but detrimental to yourself.
But what about yourself? Why are you such a people pleaser that you want to benefit other people to the detriment of yourself?
I also want to be drunk because it makes me feel better. It's like the trade-off.
But you could feel better without
the drink. It's bad for my physical health. Yeah, but you make this trade-off with everything on different scales. It's like fucking like a food addiction or anything, or not exercising. Your body is like designed to deteriorate and die. In fact, this like cult of longevity is something that's like a deeper sickness than any kind
of
fucking
terrible.
Alcoholism.
It's terrible.
So, I mean, honestly, because like, and there's science to back this up, that the best thing is actually moderation, but it's like difficult to, for, you know, somebody, if you're
for
an alcoholic, to,
sure.
to manage moderation, but the best thing is moderation. What? Is it working?
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah. So anyway, Nick,
annoying.
Anyway,
all I'm saying is that you have an incredible life now sober, and if you had a modicum of gratitude, I think you would feel better.
Sure, yeah, but you can practice like, oh, I should be grateful for all these things, and I'm obviously,
especially
like,
for
that,
me,
you know, I do it or whatever.
But why don't you take some of the good things that you have?
But it's like
and
it's sort of a snowball thing where you
others.
You worry about
like who, like your friend Ian.
No,
you worry well, yes. about like, oh, I should feel better about my life or whatever because I am very lucky and like mm-hmm. all this happened. And then
but
you feel
not
bad
so much
about
luck,
not
it's hard work. Like you've done
no,
the work.
No, let's not get crazy.
It's like, you know, oh, I feel bad about not feeling those things. And then it like compounds and it all kind of like snowballs.
Yeah, but if you make a daily gratitude list of things you're grateful for.
All right, but this is like so far from
well,
like
I'm
not,
just saying,
not being funny
okay,
at all.
Okay, well, you know, life's not always
it's
funny.
Ultimately still a comedy podcast.
Well, it would be
is
funny
poppers,
if you volunteered.
Okay, let's. True.
I did volunteer work.
So do it again.
It's actually, it was kind of shitty. I mean, like working in a food bank is mostly like they make you like police homeless people.
Hey,
they're like, don't let her get two milks. And I'm like, am I supposed to feel good about that?
Chill, bitch.
Yeah.
Nick, have a Nick, fucking hose.
That. I
you
mean,
turn
yell
on the
that for not because like I'm not enforcing any of those fucking rules.
Of course,
yeah. You know what
just
I'm gonna
becomes
do.
Becomes
like a problem between me
I was,
and management.
I was called
of
the mustard
bank.
Man.
Yeah. It's like I'm gonna get fired from a job that pays $0.
You know what I'm gonna do? I was called the mustard man up in the Bronx.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Why?
Because I used to drive a van to give like food out, and one time we had to reroute to Chinatown.
You're like, they're like, hey, mustard man,
faggot,
faggot ass.
Faggot ass, mustard man ass.
Hey, yeah, look, there go mustard man.
Fucking faggot ass. Hey,
I'm thinking about joining Big Brothers, Little Brothers,
uh-huh.
and learning all the new slangs from the
what
kids.
What if it's Big Brothers, Little Brothers?
Well, I would be the Big Brother.
Big Brothers, Little Girlfriends. The Adam Friedland Institute for meeting.
So you would like mentor
for meeting children
a kid?
Of the night.
Children of the night.
Oh yeah, you know Frank's daughter. She's a child of the night.
Yeah, I would rescue
oh
children of the night.
Wow, that's funny. So you would be a Big Brother?
I think that'd be nice.
That would be nice, man.
Yeah.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah. I could say dead ass to them.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
You know what's wild? So I'm doing like a comedy after school mentor program up in the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
And it's at the same school. It's at the same school I quit teaching at 4 years ago.
Wow.
Randomly. Isn't that
Wait, are
cool?
are you still hosting the talent show for
my drug and alcohol
center.
Yeah. I did that in the pit. This year I couldn't, but I am going to the lunch today and bringing clothes.
Nice.
But
wait,
it was the
funniest
thing
ever.
I don't think you ever described it on the pod, but it's so funny.
Did I tell you about that?
Just like all these guys whose backs are broken by heroin, like during their
talents. Oh, dude, one guy, the whole entire left side of his body was paralyzed, and he was trying to play the drums to his girlfriend, like reading, like.
Sorry, our cord sucks.
On pre-order still.
It keeps cutting off. I'm sorry, audience.
We're sorry.
That's okay. It'd be fun if you guys did a Come Town benefit show.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Benefit for what?
For the drug and alcohol center.
For Katrina, maybe.
For Katrina. Dude. Yo.
What? Your eyes just lit up.
It's insane how they still haven't fixed or done aid to homes and everything that got hit by Katrina.
I don't even know what the fuck's going on. I've guessed
they have not even fixed homes that got hit by Hurricane Ivan.
Was that before Katrina?
Yeah, like a couple years before Katrina.
In New Orleans?
Yeah. No, in Alabama, Biloxi, Mississippi. Shit. It's crazy.
I didn't know about any of that shit.
Yeah, all these places got hit, and then the aid they get just like they send idiots down there to volunteer to help, like me. And
did you go to? Did you go down
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was crazy.
You went to Mississippi?
I went to Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.
Holy shit! How
it
long?
Was crazy. For like 2 weeks.
Did you do any? Dip your little. You're down there trying to see what the local sex workers are like.
Mm. No.
Did you have any?
Yes.
You had gay sex?
Yes. No, I did.
It was a celibate.
It was a celibate
trip. Service.
It's about help, dude. It's about help.
You never know, dude. Work hard, play hard, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Where's the most exotic sex worker you've ever?
Exotic sex worker?
Coconut
or exotic place?
Both.
I'm gonna start drinking again. I'm gonna slide.
Nick,
back
don't.
In.
So,
no,
I mean it. Give me a shot.
Let's I hear a whiskey.
I just need one. I just do. Give. I just
Let's
get
hear
one
them out.
Chance.
We'll give him 3 months.
If I mess it up, fine. You get the farm. I walk away. That's the deal, and it's a good deal. You just need to believe me. You just need to give me a shot. Just give me a chance. I'll prove it to everybody. I'll prove it to everybody. I can do it. I probably could. I couldn't.
No, there's no way. Weren't you saying you were reading all those, like, you were reading, like, articles where it was like,
I'm your sponsor.
No,
he's not. He doesn't need a sponsor.
I don't need a fucking sponsor.
But weren't you reading articles where it was someone who was exactly the same? Was like, I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna have a couple drinks.
Yeah, no, it was some woman that was saying like, because I do that every like 6 months or so. Because I mean, honestly, like what kept me sober for years was like I got sober when I was 24,
right?
And I was like, okay, I'm gonna quit drinking till I'm 30, and I've been 30 for like a year now, and it's like, well, you know, I mean. It was a project. It was like I'm going to be sober for the last half of my 20s and like focus on what I'm doing.
Have you been sober since 24?
Since I was 24.
Damn.
So I was like, I'm going to focus on the shit that I'm doing and like.
Wait, didn't
like,
you just get sober again when we met?
No. Well, we met 5 years ago.
6 years
ago.
He got sober before he moved here.
I got sober like
but
just
right
before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like 5 years.
The whole time,
ago.
The whole Baltimore DC era, my man was drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
But when I saw you down in New Orleans, you were sobs.
Yeah, it was. I like got sober.
That was
like,
such a letdown. It's like, oh, I'm gonna go to New Orleans with my biggest alcoholic friend, right?
And then they're sober.
And dude, then he's like, sober dude, I stopped drinking.
Yeah,
it's fucking.
You're
terrible.
Like, yeah, I'm just gonna be silent on Sarah's iPad the entire trip.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, it was like, you know, it's like, this is like the, it's like a tangible goal,
right?
Just like get sober, focus on like my career or whatever, like really try to stand up and not just like be drunk and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but then now I have like no friend, you know, like,
well,
it's just,
what were you saying? You every 6 months you do what you look into being able to drink again?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So like I read like a fucking, just like some Quora or whatever.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like, well, can you drink again? Like what, like. And some lady was like, yeah, my husband was sober for a very long time, and then he started drinking again. Started off with just one drink on New Year's with friends, and I thought, you know what, that's fine or whatever. And then a couple weeks later, he wanted to have a glass of wine with dinner, and I thought, well, that's fine, because I usually do that.
Yeah.
And she's like, by May, he wouldn't leave the basement.
Damn, man.
It's like, yeah. That's probably exactly right. The problem is that drinking rules.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the best.
It's fucking being drunk. Like, I tell you, they're lit, and you probably can't disagree with me on this, but there is no greater feeling than first falling off the wagon.
Oh, dude.
Nothing.
The first week of a relapse to the top of your head.
Yeah.
Just that warm vodka blanket.
Dude, that's what happened. I was
that
fucking
first
sober.
Line of coke.
Nothing feels it's better incredible. Than when you fall off the wagon and it's like, this is what emotions are.
Dude,
you know,
could
it's
you,
like, this
could,
what,
yeah,
this
yeah
is
but then the
fucking,
thing is, you feel that guilt and shame, and you're like, well, I got to get rid of this, so you keep getting fucked
that
up.
That doesn't happen to me until, like, the next day, because my problem is that I have, like, a consumption thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel great about drinking, but then as soon as I'm not actively drinking, I'm like, fuck, I'm losing it. I'm
right.
losing, like,
so then
my,
you keep drinking.
Even though I could be, I would continue to be drunk. Your body's, like, mm-hmm. still processing the fucking alcohol. You could have... Fuck, you could just be a normal person and have 7 or 8 beers and relax.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like,
yeah,
just a 12 pack and relax like a normal person.
Well, no, I mean,
what were you gonna say,
from
Adam?
3 p.m., a normal like drinking day of like 3 p.m. till fucking 11,
7 a.m.
7 or 8 beers is a normal
7
amount.
7 a.m. 7 a.m.
Well, the British would do that. I mean,
sure.
Back in the day, you, would,
continental
go to,
of you
would go to the pub at 4 a.m.
Yeah, you do a shot and a beer and then
you
go to the
pound
factory.
On the door of the pub at 11 a.m. Yeah.
Because you're shaking.
I know you're in there, Roscoe.
It's more shaking than pounding.
Lads, told me to go to the factory. We top up before the factory starts. Take a break out at noon. Back to the pub before heading to the factory
well,
for another
shakes,
12 hours.
Well, you get the you're a better welder if you're an iron worker,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to do. What were you going to say, Adam?
I don't know.
Yeah, no. Dude, I just know that like I've been on the road.
Yeah, when you
nonstop.
Have a shitty job going to work drunk, you're like,
well,
I'm
best.
Neo, dude. Oh, I'm fucking Neo. I beat the system.
To,
yeah,
dude,
I
do you know how many? So do you know how many phone calls I had to make to go to my car to get vodka out of my glove box when I was a carpenter?
Yeah,
fucking rule, dude.
This drunk carpenter.
Yeah. Just slosh it around.
I have to use my car phone.
Yeah. Do you know how many times I was like, oh, I need to go get a tool at my house to go get more drugs?
I worked at a call center, and I would show up to the call center drunk, but they let me work from home at a certain point, and it was like, bad move.
Of course. That's crazy.
And I would start, because like my shift, I would pick the earliest shift I could so I would get out earlier.
Yeah.
So it was like, usually I would do like the 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. shift. It was just whatever an 8-hour block is. And I would start, I would like go get like, I would go to the beer store like 10 a.m.
Yes.
And then by the end of the shift, just like falling asleep on calls.
Yes.
And it's like the afternoon.
Yes. Right?
And it's like, well, then I'm going to take a nap and then like go hang out with friends and do the real drinking.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's, dude, that's the warm up.
And it doesn't even happen. And then it's like I'm blacked out and passed out by 7 p.m. Yeah. Everybody's like, okay, time to go have fun.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've pissed myself.
Well, my favorite thing, and we talked about this a little bit, is like, I've been on the road the whole month, and the first two weekends, I was really good. I was, like, eating while I was exercising.
Right.
The last two weekends, dude, it just
broke
me. Oh,
that slow road depression.
And it's just, like, I'm on the schedule of get so fucked up, right? After the show, you crush, you know, you're trying to fuck, you're just getting
you
drinks.
You keep that high going.
You keep the high going, you're getting fucked up. If you fuck, and then you get to, and then, like, just have some,
I know.
A nasty
ass meal. That's
why
I blew a Chinaman in Norway. Yeah.
Dude,
I've that high going.
So hungover.
I have such a fond memory of being in somewhere near Fort Stockton, Texas, in like an Econo Lodge in like the middle of nowhere in West Texas. Like, I got a gas station burrito and one of those, like, the Budweiser, like, 32-ounce, 40
the
or whatever.
Big boy.
Yeah. Yep.
And, I was just drinking and eating that microwave burrito, and I tried to beat off, and there was a mirror in the hotel room, and I was just, like, gross. I just couldn't do it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, dude.
Being on that last leg of being on the road is just so
when you give up,
it hits.
That's why I'm so happy, right? I'm in the first week and a half of relapse where I'm like, I just get, and you spend all day in bed hung over as shit. So I'm like, you have to drink a bunch of water. You have to like do everything you can to get ready for the show. But when the show rolls around, you feel awesome because you've napped all day. You drank like,
you've
I ate healthy the day.
The previous
I've eaten like salads
travesties.
Or like green juices.
Yeah.
And then I have a coffee right before I get on stage. So then you have the coffee plus the fucking adrenaline. And you're like, time to get fucked up.
Yeah,
and there's nothing better than the second you get off stage and you're peaking for the day and you're like, all right, let's see where this goes. Fuck.
Well,
I got so drunk.
I chain smoke cigarettes and drink coffee when I'm on the road because it's like, I just stay up because I want to keep that feeling going. And But see,
it's hard, dude. The feeling, if it feels so good.
I know.
It's hard to get to bed.
Well, that,
even when you're being healthy.
That's why, like, I used to go out and try to fuck, and I don't do that. And I'm, like, proud of myself because that can be, like, destructive in itself.
For sure.
You know.
But in the beginning, it's awesome.
Ooh,
getting so drunk.
I'm hungover right now.
Girl.
I don't know about you guys, but.
Yeah.
Oh,
you have
Adam.
A nice Monday?
Did you get it
nice
in?
Monday? No, I didn't get it in. I was mature.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
Just got drunk. Just we got didn't drunk. Smash.
No, you just smoked weed out of a pussy chillum?
No. I just chilled with some homies who picked up my dog to watch it over Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Aww.
I mean, you were pretty drunk at Funny Moms.
That's where I got
drunk.
How
was Funny Moms?
It was good.
Yeah? I gotta come and do that.
I have to go to the airport, guys.
Ooh. Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this was fun. Thank you, fellas.
Yeah.
Of course, Ian. Thank you for
coming
back on.
I gotta move my car again, but I parked in such a tight spot. It took like 5 minutes to get into that
fucking
parking
spot. I saw you like
spot.
Buzzing by a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, I parked around the block, and it's like there's literally like 4 inches of clearance on either side of my car.
Ugh.
So, I guess I'm not moving today. Thanks, street sweeping. Thank you for keeping the streets safe from garbage.
Yeah, right?
All
right,
love you guys. Have a good haul.
All right. Hey, you too, man. Be safe. Adam. Good seeing you, Adam.
Say hi to your boyfriend.
The fam and your boyfriend.
Yeah, have fun at the library.
Yeah, fun at the library. To see your boyfriend, Mark.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Who manages the straight strip club.
The straight strip club. The place with real human woman titties.
I'm going to see my family.
All right. Well, Ian, do you have anything to plug, my friend?
Oh, boy. I'm going to be on the road with Attell next weekend till the first week in January. You can get tickets at my website, ianfinance.com.
Very nice.
And my Instagram, @ianimal. And I appreciate everyone always reaching out, coming out to shows, saying hi. It really means a lot, and yeah. I appreciate you guys very much.
Of course,
thank
buddy.
You.
Go see Ian on the road. Go to follow him on Instagram. I will be. You just hopefully you just saw me at Baltimore and Joe Squared, but I'm in fucking Houston on the 13th. I didn't get Dallas or Austin this go round, but I'm coming to Dallas in I think February. I think Valentine's weekend, and I'm also coming to Rhode Island, the Comedy Connection, and I'm working on Chicago, Milwaukee.
Oh, sick.
And I think maybe even London. I think I might come to London before we go to Australia. So anyway, guys, a lot of stuff coming up on the road to see me. But yeah, please buy tickets to go see me in fucking Houston.
Oh,
that's
also
the last one of the year.
I have t-shirts for sale at hidethebodieskicksass.com. htbkicksass.com.
What the fuck website
is that? It's a shirt distributor in Rochester. They're like local. I'm trying to throw them like some work, you know. They were kind to me. And we'll see how it works out.
Okay, buy Ian's shirts. Go to cum.town and buy Nick's merchandise. And I will be coming out with my calendar. Hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, it's already out. So,
a 2020
calendar, baby.
Oh shit! Yeah. Starting the new decade off right.
That's right. Mm. Thanks for listening. Have a good Thanksgiving. End of Thanksgiving weekend.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.